Well, I guess we're here right now because we want to give time for the rain to pass and so you don't get wet. So the way I see it, the longer I talk, the less chance you get wet. But I was told about speaking for about 11 and a half minutes. I think that means probably 15 or 20. Okay, max. Okay. I wanted to talk about three verses from Matthew chapter 11. If you could turn there if you have a Bible. Last night you heard a good word from Brother Scott Brinkmeyer. Tonight there's been a generational change from Scott to myself. Little difference in age. I'm older. But let's look at Matthew 11 and verse 28. We'll read three verses. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I know that John 3:16 is probably the most memorized verse. It is the best known verse in the Bible. I've always thought Matthew 11:28 was maybe number two or three. A favorite of many. This verse is found in the book of Matthew, of course, the gospel, sometimes known as the Jewish gospel. It's the gospel of the Messiah. But much in Matthew can be considered universal, like this verse 28, for instance, and 29 and 30. It applies to Jews and Gentiles. It applies to all of us. Come unto me. Verse 28, I would consider to be for those, especially that don't know Christ as Savior. We won't talk too long about that aspect of the gospel. There may be some in this room still, having just heard the message on this podium behind me, what, 30 minutes ago, 40 minutes ago? There may be some, and that's always our fear. There's just one or two that still haven't given in to the Lord and accepted Him. Sometimes I think maybe young people and some older ones too that keep hearing the message and don't accept it, they might get tired of it and say, why do you keep nagging me? I'll get off my case. I hope that's not the case of anyone here tonight. We're merely, we want to show and demonstrate that we're on your side. We want you to be saved. And verse 28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You know, there's a tremendous burden carrying your own sins around. If you're lost, you have a tremendous burden. But worse than that, this burden will take you straight to hell. So, I think we have a pretty nice group here, but I can't see inside of you, and vice versa, in your heart. So, I trust and I hope and pray that no one is carrying this burden around. The end of verse 28 says, I will give you rest. And that's the first of two rests found in these three verses. That would be the rest of conscience. The rest of your conscience. So, hope you're all saved. Verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Take my yoke upon you. I think it was it Brother Hyland yesterday that talked about the yoke? One of the brothers at an address. Take my yoke. A lot of times we think of a yoke, of course, a yoke of oxen and so forth. It seems like they're not having a good time. It's work. They're working hard. Plus they're being controlled against their will to do a certain job. So we think of yoke, and we don't want to be yoked. As was mentioned yesterday, the yoke mentioned here, or talked about here, is a yoke between yourself and the Lord. And verse 29 and 30 are speaking, by the way, more to Christians. You've accepted him already. He wants you to take his yoke. He's saying to you and me, let's go through life together. He wants to give you a life that wants to please him. Most of us don't like to do things that we have to do, have to go to work, you have to take the exams, and you have to do this and that, and clean up your room if you're younger, especially. We don't like to be given commands or jobs, but being yoked to the Lord, we're walking with him, and we're wanting to please him. Little disclaimer here. The speaker is not one that's learned all this and is very good at it. Not at all. But being older, I can pass down some suggestions and some hopes that you will do a better job of allowing yourself to walk with the Lord. How about 24/7, if possible? A yoke that makes us want to please God. If we want to please God, then that gives us rest. And that's the other rest mentioned in verse 29. He gives rest unto your souls. So, does that mean having that rest that we have an easy life? Well, we've heard a lot about that today from Brother Tim Roach. No, it's there's hard work still. Lots of hard work in life. Whether you're working in the Lord's work or a secular job where you also work for the Lord. They're both working for the Lord, but it's not easy. Does it mean no problems? I think we've heard enough about that today. We know there's lots of trials and so forth. I used to question God when I was younger. Personal note, my mother got leukemia when I was 3. They gave her 3 years to live. I was 3. They gave her 6 months to live. And the Lord kept her around till I was 28. He was very merciful. And yet I used to ask why. It's my mom. Come on, Lord. So obviously we all can have examples of why life is hard sometimes. So what does it say in verse 30? My yoke is easy. My burden is light. And that's been talked about today, too. The yoke is easy because he gives us peace in the trials. And that really is true. It really works. And it's a wonderful thing. So that would be the rest under your souls, peace of heart, and a joy that is bottomless. There's just no end to it. So, take my yoke upon you. How do you do that? I was thinking of a few words. Yielding to him. It says in verse 29, learn of me. Learning about him, reading and praying, asking for his help. How about this? Asking God to help us blend our wills with his. We have stubborn wills, and we need him so much to help us walk with him. If we're yoked together with the Lord, we have to be on the same path, and he's always on the right path. So, it's a wonderful way to live. Unfortunately, it seems like many times we have to learn from experience and try out this, try out the world, and so forth, and then hopefully we are able to come back from that. Some don't. We wish we could just plant in your brains to skip that step and just yield to him now and not go through unnecessary troubles dabbling with the world. I used to get tired of hearing about the world It's like when I was a young person, it's always talked about, and it doesn't take too long before you realize it is kind of a bad place, the world we live in. We should be in it, but not of it, and you've heard that. So just remember these verses. And this verse about taking my yoke upon you, result being rest of heart and soul. I want to connect the idea of the yoke with sharing the Lord with others, because if we're walking with Him, we want to share Him with those that we love, those we come in contact with. We want others to share what we have. How? How do we do that? Well, you know that we have to witness. I was thinking of different personalities, and there's some that are bold. There's some that are more timid, and that's just their personality. I'm not trying to give you excuses, but some just have a better way of, or a more bold approach. They don't have any fears in their, it's part of their nature. Others just have a hard time. Some are in between. Some are fluent. Some are not. If you think you're not, I know how you feel. But that's just the way it is. We're not all Bob Tonys and Jim Hylands, let's face it. And that's okay. As long as we have a heart for sharing with others. You've probably heard this before, but especially if you're more quiet and timid and reserved. What do you do? How about starting with asking the Lord in the morning to bring somebody into your life that needs help? And then asking Him to help you to realize the situation when it's there. Sometimes we are too busy or we're not thinking about the Lord that period of our time in the day, and the opportunity is gone. Ask Him to help. Bring someone and help you to share with them. Someone who needs help. Well, where I work, people come in for help, but they're not always in a very good mood. Sometimes they're upset, nervous. Sometimes they state it. I don't understand this. I mean, I'm just a dentist. So what's the big deal, right? Well, we face this day in and day out. I'm not trying to make anybody here fear a dentist. But, you know, some of the older ones that have experiences in childhood come in shaking like a leaf. And I guess I love my patients, just not all the time. You know, it kind of gets to you, but that's the job. One of my patients, I'm going to tell you a little story about her. Her name's Pat. She usually comes in a kind of a bad mood, and she's complains, and well, when you see her name on the schedule, think, please not today, Lord. How about next week? It's not a real Christian attitude, I realize, but sometimes you get behind and you're tired, and I don't want to see Pat today because she's always negative, and it rubs off, and then you get negative if you're not careful. Well, about 11 days ago, Pat's on the schedule, and she came. And my wife says I give negative messages when I shake my head. I just looked, she said, don't shake your head like that. I do. I shake in a negative way. Not Pat, please. She came in more upset than usual and very depressed. A few days before, I'd asked the Lord to bring somebody in. I don't think I asked that morning that needed help. But He sent Pat in. So, she's in my chair. I feel her tooth. I think she should be happy now. Most people are when it's done. So I did that, and I said, well, how are you feeling now? She said, Well, I feel like getting in my car, going out and driving in front of a cement truck. I thought two things. Really, the first thing I thought was, I don't think the driver would like that. Pat, don't do that. He wouldn't be happy. But of course, then you immediately go into this lady, the mode of thinking, this lady is really asking for help. She really is. And I didn't want her to come in. I was unhappy that she was coming in, and yet there she is. She wants to drive in front of a cement truck. She says, I can't take it anymore. So you'd have to be pretty dense to not see that opportunity to talk to somebody. So of course, we made time and talked to her about, I said, well, Pat, Jesus really loves you. And she said, if that's the case, why have I been sick for the last 20 years? And why do I have to use this walker? And why is life so rotten? Something like that. Those are hard questions, aren't they? Christians ask those questions amongst themselves. We don't have answers for all those questions. I said, well, you've had a rough life, I realize. And I said, that question's been around for ages, Pat. I mean, why 9/11? Why did God allow that? I said, why the Holocaust? All the babies and children that died. I said, all I know is it's due to sin being in the world. God still loves you no matter what. So if you could accept him. Well, she wasn't ready to accept him. We had a nice little talk, and it made it a situation where it's easier to give the gospel because they really are asking for help. I know it's not easy to meet somebody in school and just say, hey, I want to tell you something. That's hard. She was looking for help, so please pray for Pat. We gave her a little inexpensive paperback Bible, and she opened it up, and she says, the print is too small. You can't even see it. So things weren't really going according to script. But so I said, we'll get you a large print Bible, Pat. I hope Bible Truth wouldn't mind this, but I had one sent from a certain company that guarantees two-day delivery. And so she got her large print Bible. 2 days later, she calls to thank us. It didn't cost very much either. I'm not trying to sound like a big spender here. She called back and said, thank you so much to my staff on the phone. She says, I'm going to read it. I'm going to have lots of questions. So I told her to start in John. My point is, to ask God to bring someone in that needs help. That's a good way to start. I suppose the more you do that, the more I do it, the more we get into sharing the gospel. Because if I could do one thing over my life, I think I would do a lot more of that and not be so timid. Well, please pray for Pat. In closing, here's a little verse, a little poem I got from my email inbox. Gems for my reading. You've probably, some of you get that from Norm Hebert. It says, people need the Lord. Every day they pass me by. I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, he's the open door. People need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord? We are called to take his light to a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Through his love, our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life. only we can share. Again, I'll quote part of that verse. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.